Binge the full week of The Ray Taylor Show ad-free over at inspireddisorder.com/plus.
This is The Ray Taylor Show.
Ray's Days, episode 187 on a motherfucking cop. In this episode, this weekly diary podcast, I should say, it's hosted by me, Ray Taylor. Every Saturday, I share updates on my journey as an artist, podcaster, business owner, and human being. I'm excited to share my experiences with you and hope that my journey can serve as a source of inspiration and positivity for you. In this episode, I'm getting talking about stuff involved with The Ray Taylor Show, getting ahead on all of my movie watching for this show. Just I like getting ahead on things, especially when it comes to the top five episodes. So I'm going to be talking about that. I'm also talking about just preparing for December in general in regards to this show primarily, similarly to October, how that was a themed month. Thus, December have similar attributes. I'm also talking about updates on my personal life and mental health as I do every week. And as always, at the end of every episode, I'm going to be sharing something that I am thankful for. So let's get into it, shall we? So this week, really focused on, like, I really haven't been, well, first off, haven't been feeling great. Low energy. But because of that, been watching a lot of movies, right? Just taking a break from trying to get other things done, focusing on just getting back in the routine of this show and doing my artwork, because got wildly off track the last few months with things popping up pretty much since summer, since when I found out my mom passed away. Everything has been very far off the routines that I was in prior to that. So really focusing on getting back to the routines of this show, the routines of the many faces, and getting those things back into autopilot, as I like to call them. So I don't have to think about them, right? I just automatically do them. And part of that, part of what can help that is, one, not doing a bunch of extra stuff, right? I don't have any upcoming events to prepare for. I don't have, not doing any UGC stuff right now, and just getting ahead on watching movies. So I'm not like backed up on movies that I need to watch for reviews or top five. So I've been watching a lot of movies, marathoning Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movies as I'm doing a top five of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movies. Binged all of the live action movies, because I'd only seen the original three from childhood. Haven't watched those in a long time. Never saw the live action reboots, and was excited to see the most recent animated film, Mutant Mayhem. So marathoned those movies, which was a lot of fun, thankfully. Just to get ahead on movie watching so that I can free up more time to get other stuff done, right? One, to get prepared for December. You know, like October, I focus on horror movies, try to review new horror movies, try to review classic horror films, foreign films, series, franchises, do top five rankings of different horror genres and subgenres, and directors and franchises. I want to do a similar thing, obviously, like I did last year for December, doing holiday movies, specifically Christmas. So I'll probably be doing, last year I did my top five 90s Christmas movies. I will probably do my top five 80s this year, since there were movies people were expecting to see but didn't actually come out in the 90s as they may have thought. So I'm going to do one. That's going to be one of the top fives. There's a few, like, movies that holiday movies that had sequels to them. Not a whole lot of franchises in the Christmas movie genre. Definitely a lot of Christmas movies, a genre, subgenre of films that are massive. So there will be no lack of classic Christmas movies for me to review, as well as I want to do. There's a couple, I wouldn't call them franchises, but movies with sequels, Christmas movies with sequels. There's a handful of those. So I'm looking forward to revisiting some of those. And also just, you know, getting in the mood for some saccharine, good, lighthearted movies. I might also do a top five Christmas horror films, since there are some great Christmas horror film movies, franchises. Obviously, horror movies have tons of franchises. One of the subgenres most known for franchises. So I might do one of those. So it'll be fun. I've been preparing. I've got lists of things. Haven't actually started doing the research on those to see how many movies are involved with me watching. But thankfully, that's why I'm getting ahead on all my movie watching. I've already watched most of the movies for next week's top five, which is going to be David Fincher films, which after watching The Killer, I really wanted to go back and rewatch all of his early stuff. There's a couple that I hadn't seen yet, and just some that I really have wanted to rewatch since, you know, I've watched them one time, like Gone Girl, I'd only seen once. I haven't seen Social Network in a long time. So there's a lot of David Fincher movies. Hadn't seen The Game in a while. So there's a lot of his movies that I wanted to rewatch or visit for the first time in order to rank them, because he's one of my favorite directors for sure. And The Killer was kind of disappointing in some ways, but let me just say, it's not the worst David Fincher film. There are movies from David Fincher I like less than The Killer. There's a few. So I'm looking forward to doing that top five next week, but yeah, trying to get ahead on all of that stuff just to lighten my load overall. This past Thursday, I mean, well, it'll be 2 weeks ago as this episode comes out, but I paint live every Thursday at 4:20 on youtube.com/SpiredSorter, and took my time. Like, I had been, the painting that I've been doing recently have been very short, very fast, usually taking less than 2 hours to do seven paintings. This past week I almost painted for 3 hours, which has been a while. They were the larger size paintings, the 9x12s, as opposed to the 4x6s and 6x9s that I had been doing the past few weeks. So larger surface area to cover, takes a little bit longer to do. But was also just kind of not in the mood of just trying to get it done like I had been in previous weeks. Like, I was comfortable, set up, didn't feel rushed, enjoying the podcast I was listening to. So yeah, it was weird. It was weird that it took so long, but it was good. It's another aspect of being so ahead on my movie watching, is that I didn't have to worry about like getting done at a certain time so I could try and watch a couple movies. Even though I think I did get a couple movies in regardless after I was done. So it was a good Thursday. So I think for as far as The Many Faces goes, I'm pretty much back on track with that. Streaming has been going good. Recording's been going good. The paintings, I'm happy with the paintings. Also, I think consistency is pretty good. Trying new things, which is always, you know, the one aspect I try and challenge myself with. But everything else surrounding that is kind of back to autopilot. And Friday, Friday's when I photograph the new work and edit all the making of videos and all the social media content that comes with the new paintings. I probably got done in the most efficient amount of time. It felt really good Friday to get done as early as I did. Let's take a short break from this episode. Listeners, are you an art lover like I am, or simply someone who appreciates unique creativity? I've got something you'll adore. dive into the world of The Many Faces, an ongoing series of mesmerizing ink paintings on paper. Each piece is a captivating blend of abstract and surreal, always presenting a face that tells its own story. The dedication behind this series is unmatched, with new paintings being released daily. And if you're thinking about owning one, you're in luck. You can start with a 4x6 painting for just $20. And if you desire something grander, there's always larger sizes available with prices to match. Imagine having an original piece of art infused with emotion and mystery gracing your space. So if you're intrigued, don't wait. Check out the entire collection and get your own at inspireddisorder.com. Own a piece of creativity that truly stands out. Now let's get back to the show. And then Saturday's prep for this show, it actually went really well. I didn't finish all of the prep. I still had to prep the show notes or my scripts for the movie reviews, which I have been doing on Sunday mornings before I record, which aren't bad. I actually kind of enjoy doing those as a means to wake up, because I've noticed if I start recording too early and I haven't given myself enough time to wake up, that like that first review, that Monday's movie review, which is usually the newest movie that's out, I'm a little, have some brain fog and stuff. So I actually don't mind doing other things, a few other things just to help wake up before I start recording. So I had a little bit of a late start. I slept in a little bit, which I'm completely fine with. Any opportunity to sleep in is good, because the past few weeks, my sleeping schedule was all over the place. It was just horrendous. I did not help my mental health in any way. The fact that I was staying up to like 3 or 4 in the morning constantly, it was just threw me way off. When normally I go to sleep around 11, maybe midnight, wake up 7, 8 in the morning, usually. It's kind of my normal routine. So I've kind of gotten back to that, which is good. And just, it felt overall this week felt like a good week. I got everything done. I got the HelloFresh meals that I got. I cooked pretty efficiently. That didn't get backed up. Nothing really got backed up this week, which is good. I got everything done in a good amount of time. So overall, a pretty good week. You know, mentally feeling more normal, although energy-wise, it's like I feel like I'm sick. I feel like I'm sick or about to get sick, or like maybe allergies, and then moving. I don't know. At this time of year, I'm just so paranoid about getting sick, because I generally get sick. I'll get like a post-nasal drip, and then it gets into my chest, and then I have bronchitis for like months. And usually when that happens, I'm still able to get things done. It's just, it takes a lot out of me. So I'm constantly kind of paranoid about that. And it's something that like I'll wake up and I'll be sick. There's like nothing I can do. I've done everything to try and prepare. I'm really good at treating it once I am sick. But yeah, this week's been pretty good. Started off the week like after just the chaos, the mental chaos, and what was like my life chaos, just with my sleeping schedule being everywhere. My place, my space was a mess. So started the week, cleaned everything up. You know, whether it's just dirty dishes and just stuff that needed to get thrown away. Also, my dog Izzy is getting old. I have these giant rewashable pee mats because she can't hold it anymore. She just kind of goes whenever she needs to go. So there's always the smell of dog piss in my space, which, you know, what are you going to do? But got the mats all cleaned up, got a new mat, a bigger one, so I don't have to worry about her missing it, because she was missing them. And when she misses a pee mat, I try to, I usually see it soon after, and the carpet's like cheap, like office carpet stuff. So it's not like, a normal indoor carpet where there's like padding under it and it's really short. So I'm usually able to soak a lot of it up with like a towel, and then I'll pour cornstarch on it to help soak it up. And I'll usually pour the cornstarch on a good amount, and I'll cover it with like a towel so it just doesn't get messed with. People don't step in it, walk through it. Izzy doesn't step through it. And I just let it soak for a couple days and until it's soaked up as much and dry, and then I just vacuum that up. And that's kind of what I've done when she's missed the PMATs, but now I've gotten these large PMATs. So like the entire area of my studio where she usually goes, it's so unlikely that she will miss. So got all that stuff cleaned up at the beginning of the week, you know, got it all vacuumed up and cleaned up. And it's just amazing how much better I feel when my space is clean. Like just if I'm calming, it's like when it's messy, especially if it's messy and I'm not feeling like I'm depressed or whatever, looking at how messy it is only makes me more depressed, because it's like, oh, I want to clean that up, but it's like, I can't do anything right now. I don't know. And it's crazy how I used to live in so much mess. I mean, I used to have so much more junk in my life. And after moving over and over again the past, you know, decade, I've gotten rid of 90% of things I used to have. Like, majority of things I own are things that I use on a daily basis. Equipment to paint, tools to paint, produce the content that I produce, clothes, minimal dishes, minimal clothes, minimal everything. And then stuff I have for shows, and that's about it. I don't own a lot of other junk, because I used to live in junk. I can't understand how people live in junk, just live in chaos. I used to do it, but I also felt horrible all the time. It was kind of a reflection of how I felt. And now it's like, it still is. It's a reflection of how I feel. You come into my space and it's a mess, chances are I'm not doing good. But if I'm able to keep it mostly neat and tidy, then I'm doing good. But really focused on being efficient with all of my stuff, with producing the paintings and all this stuff and the show. Getting back to autopilot, as I say, you know, so I can start focusing on the other things that I want to get done, which I was trying to do while also trying to get back in autopilot. And I couldn't do it. It wasn't working. So cut everything out, get back into autopilot 100%, and then start getting other stuff done, upping that productivity. So hopefully I'll be able to start working on other projects that I want to get done, which have been on the back burner, which aren't like major things, but it's just like stuff I want to get done for upcoming events, stuff that I just want to get done with the website, stuff that I want to get done. Like there's stuff that I've mentioned on here that I want to do that I still haven't even started doing. That's just because I have been all over the place mentally. And this month mentally, or this week, I've been feeling a lot more balanced, less manic. And I think that's also, you know, I think that has allowed me to kind of get back to my normal sleep schedule, not being as manic as I was, or vice versa. I don't know, chicken or the egg, but regardless, let's take a short break from this episode. Listeners, let me paint you a picture. Imagine owning a piece of art that's not only visually striking, but also exclusive. Dive deep into The Many Faces, a series that's now available as high-quality, limited-edition prints. Each piece captures the essence of abstract and surreal beauty, making it a perfect conversation starter for your space. what makes these prints even more special. They're all hand-signed and numbered by the artist, me, Ray Taylor, adding that personal touch of authenticity. And the best part, you don't need to break the bank to own one. Starting at just $5 for a 4x6 print, the sizes and prices scale up, giving you options to suit your space and your budget. Art collectors, enthusiasts, or anyone who loves unique pieces, this is your chance. Elevate your walls and own a piece of limited edition artistry. Head over to inspireddisorder.com and secure your exclusive print today. Now let's get back to the show. At the end of every episode of Raised Days, I do like to share something that I'm thankful for. Be big, could be small, could be abstract, who knows? But I do want to highlight, talk about something I'm thankful for. So that's what I'm going to do right now. And this week, I am thankful for one of the podcasts that I produce, Top 5, which is a show that I produce on comes out every Sunday. And it's a show where I rank movies in a variety of categories. I put them in top five lists, you know, which is inspired by podcasts that I am a huge fan of, inspired by the show All Fantasy Everything, inspired by the show Screen Drafts, which do very different things than what I'm doing with Top 5. And Top 5, when it started, was doing different things than just movies. But it allows me to revisit movies that I may have missed or that I may have had a negative memory of. Like, I may have watched it and not liked it. But in doing Top 5 and preparing for Top 5, like the upcoming David Fincher ranking, revisiting movies that I didn't really like and getting a second look at them, getting a second chance. And it's amazing how often movies I didn't like in rewatching them have a completely different view. Right. It also is allowing me to watch classic films or even just movies that I may have missed in the past that are supposed to be really good or that have been on my watch list forever. Right. So it gives me an excuse to do that. It also gives me a new appreciation for directors and actors, being able to watch all of their work together and kind of seeing the kinds of stories they like to tell, seeing the styles and ways in which they like to tell stories, really helps, right? If, like, Yorgos Lanthimos doing that, really get a better appreciation for his films when you watch and you really get his vibe. Like, there are directors that have very unique vibes, like a Wes Anderson. And once you kind of settle into whatever those vibes may be, it allows you to appreciate their movies in a way that you wouldn't necessarily if I was just watching normal movies. And then all of a sudden I watch Dogtooth and I'm like, what is this? But if I've been watching all the Yorgos Lanthimos movies, then Dogtooth and The Lobster and everything else that he's done makes complete sense. So it gives me a much deeper appreciation for directors and actors. And sometimes, it also, I love that because I'm not reviewing the films, and I'm, you know, watching them to rank them, I don't have to worry about taking notes because I'm not going to be talking. I'm not reviewing these films. I do talk about each film as I rank them, talk, you know, kind of describe the films, talk about the things that I like, things that I didn't like with the films. But it's not an in-depth review like I would be doing on a Monday, Wednesday, or Friday podcast where I review movies. So I don't have to take notes. So that's nice. I can actually watch movies more casually and then just enjoy movies. Sometimes there's difficulty in ranking movies, especially since I'm limited to five movies and sometimes it's like sometimes the movies are just so mildly different from one another. And then sometimes it's like there's like way so many great movies like David Fincher. Like I could easily, if I was doing ranking movies of all of his movies that I love, it would definitely be a longer list than just five. So having to boil it down to five movies only can be challenging, which I enjoy the challenge of that aspect of it. Right? But it forces me to think about movies from sometimes an objective place, but also subjective. Like sometimes when it's hard to rank, I will just be like, which one of these movies did I enjoy watching more? Which one of these movies would I appreciate putting on in the future? Which one will I be watching more in the future? Right? Because sometimes a movie can be technically brilliant, but maybe it's not as fun or entertaining as something that may have issues. So the list is subjective, and it's a combination of trying to be objective and, you know, just being subjective because it's my list. So, and trying to find that balance, shifting that balance, depending on what the movie is, depending on what the list is. I'm kind of curious how long I'll be able to do the show before I run out of categories or movies to rank. But there are shows, like I said, Screen Drafts, that do rankings in very unique game styles, a very completely different show. But they do 7 movie lists, and then they have on their Patreon, they do 5 movie lists. So in many ways, that show is the canary in the coal mines, and I don't see them losing steam at all. There's been some episodes they've done, some subgenres they've done that I've done, but only a few. Franchises, of course, there's a lot of franchise overlap, but when they start running thin, then I'll start getting concerned. But it's challenging to come up and fun to come up with different categories to rank movies. And also challenging just to find the movies to watch in each category because they are not always available. So you know, hopefully they're on one of the many streaming services I have, but there's been times where I've had to use other means to acquire films. But ultimately, it's my most favorite podcast I do. It's the most favorite podcast I've done in my 15 years of podcasting, the over 20 different podcasts that I've produced over the years. It's definitely the most fun podcast I do. A show that I kind of have enjoyed growing and changing and improving. I started using ChatGPT to write my copy, the intro to, if you've noticed, the wildly cheesy intros to top five the past few months, those I use ChatGPT to write and encourage it to use puns and references. So it's fun. It's a fun thing to do. It's always, you know, it's challenging for me to read the copy cold off of the teleprompter, but it's also fun. It adds an element of fun to the show as well. So I don't know. This week I am thankful for my own show, Top Five. It's my favorite thing to do. And I love doing movie reviews, but Top Five, I'm watching a ton of movies and I don't have to worry about reviewing them. So it's kind of great. Upcoming events. Every Thursday, live painting on YouTube at 4:20 Pacific time. Every Thursday, youtube.com/aspiredisorder. Come watch me paint 7 new faces for the many faces, abstract and surreal faces, as I listen to a podcast. Come and watch that. youtube.com/aspiredisorder. And now through January 27th, I am in the Desert Views exhibition at the La Quinta Museum. Stop by and check out my painting as well as 40 other artists' paintings in the exhibition. That goes through the 27th of January. And the artist's reception for the Desert Views exhibit will take place on January 20th. If you want to come down and meet all the artists. I will be there and will be excited to meet everybody. Go to inspireddisorder.com/events for details on all of my upcoming events, live and local events. I'm also thankful for the opportunity to connect with all of you through this podcast and for the chance to share my journey with you. Please join the conversation by leaving a comment or rating on your favorite podcast platform or over on youtube.com/inspireddisorder. Thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you next Saturday for another episode of Raise Days. Subscribe to The Ray Taylor Show on YouTube and everywhere podcasts are found. Binge the full week ad-free over at inspireddisorder.com/plus. Purchase Ray Taylor Show merch over at inspireddisorder.com. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Peace out!
Today is the day where you wake up and you realize that everything that you've been dreaming about, everything that you've been wanting, every goal and wish and hope that you've ever had can become real. Dreams can come true. What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.